Blog Talk Radio.
That studied prophecy and studied the New World Order and studied secret society.
society knew sooner or later they were going to aim the focus at white American, black American, Chinese American, and sum it all up American. We are going to be the new Al-Qaeda. We knew when they were talking, showing the snipers, those two black gentlemen who, and I don't even want to call them just gentlemen because they were snipering people, but those two men who were snipering, now, just recently, they were showing a man who went into a Jewish mosque and shot the security guy. Remember that? And just before that, there's these couple black guys and a white guy went into some building and shot it up. I'm not too clear about that, but it happened. So now they're trying to put the focus on the American citizen. And that seems like is what's going on to me. If anybody want to call in, which I see nobody, I wait to do this show at 12 o'clock at night. I'm not expecting anyone to call in. Matter of fact, I just did this in the spur of the moment because I like doing it. If you want to call in, though, the phone number is 347-826-7088. Once again, the phone number is 826-7088. And I would love to have you, because I have nobody on schedule. So, if the Lord wills and time takes, I would like to start getting guests come on the show and talk about these end time things, and talk about secret societies, and talk about America, the greatest nation ever, and its survival. If it's going to survive, the American populace has to stand up and say, we want this thing to survive. Now, my pilgrimage is here on earth. My home is in heaven, believe it or not. When I gave my life to Jesus Christ, my home became heaven. Or this earth, too, but the heavenly earth, not the carnal world earth that he warned us about in 1 John 2:15. But this new sciences, it's an amazing article, because before I even saw this article, they had terror drills for the end of the month of July. Now, terror drills are on the 27th to the 31st. Now, this covers the time of off that is spoken of in the Bible, and the sign is in the air. Sign is in the sun, which is a solar eclipse, and it's the longest solar eclipse for the century. So, I don't know what that's going to mean, but could this time period called off open the Pandora's box for the end times? Could it? It's going to be fun to see. Now, this series that I'm starting right now is Revelation, and it is part one. So, I like to talk about the book of Revelation to see a lot of things happen in the next couple of months or year or two or three. But from what I'm looking at, I'm seeing very long horizon, like weeks. But I could be wrong. And I sometimes hope to be wrong, but sometimes I hope to be right. Most of the time I hope to be right. I'm like Paul. I don't know if I'd rather be in heaven or be with, you know, down here preaching the gospel. It's beneficial to people down here. You know, it's a struggle. But the person who is not struggling, who says they are Christian, I worry about them. I really do. Big time. Big time. Now, if you listen to the show and you want to come on, you can go into the queue and press 1. You can get on the show from there. As long as you want to come on and talk about something, that's fine. I'd like to say hi to the guest that's in the chat room, and to the show. And I don't know if you've been looking at the news lately, but it's kind of quiet now, and that's what I would expect to happen before the storm. And the storm is something I don't have. I don't have the spirit of fear because God hasn't given it to me, but I'm actually anxious. The Bible says be anxious for nothing. I pray. I mean, that's the only thing I can do right now, and to go out and do my part. And part of the part is having a radio program and getting the word out that way. But in verse 3, it's a blessing, a reward to those who read the book of Revelation. It says, blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Now, did I say the person who reads it? Oh, I'm sorry. Almost got that wrong. First reads it and do it. Will receive a special blessing or reward for that. Now, the revelation is the revelation of the King of the universe, Jesus Christ, the Messiah of the Jewish people. He is revealing it to John, who is revealing it to us. So the book of Revelation starts off the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. Now, shortly in the past, now he's not necessarily talking about at that time that he was giving revelation to John that it was going to shortly come to pass. Once Pandora's box is open, it will shortly come to pass. And going on, he says, and he sent and signified it by his angels unto his servant John. So the messengers were the angels. Just like there'd be messengers in the tribulation period. There'd be angels flying to the gospel of peace. And he goes on in verse 2, who bear record of the word of God. So the angels are bearing record of the word of God. Do you know that the angels don't know everything? The angels are like watching a television program. They're going from dispensation to dispensation. They're going from time to time, place to place, person to person. So the revelation of Jesus Christ is sort of like a puzzle. And they are interested in seeing the outcome. Okay, verse 3, which I've already read, but blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the word of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. He goes on in verse 4, John to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you in is and which and which is to come. Jesus sits out of time. When he came in as a baby of a virgin birth, he was born, he came into time. And he grew up and he was God, manifest in the flesh. So to us, he was in time at that point. Now, he is now God and his Savior, because he came down here to die for us on the cross. Now he is sitting outside of time and inside time. So remember, now God is like someone who is in a tall building at a parade. He sees the beginning, the middle, and the ending. He sees big thing going on. So God himself, not all, But God is much deeper than that. But he's everywhere. He's even on the ground of the parade. In all sections, he's everywhere. Okay? It's like having cameras all over the place. He's everywhere. He's omnipresent. Okay? It says, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, representing the angels, which represent the church as well. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead. So Jesus is the one who conquered death, and is the first one who has authority to say that he is the first one who rose from the dead, which he is the first one who rose. It says, and the princes of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and have made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever, amen. We are kings and priests, so we are representing God and our walk down here, but we're mostly representing God as a church, and we are in unity as a church, and we are kings and priests together, and we are coming as intercessors for other people, and we all are used for the last thing he told us to do, and that is to go forth and preach the gospel. So we are kings and priests in the order of Jesus Christ. Now, what we need to understand is if God gives us a duty to perform, he will give us the strength to perform that. And we must remember that. And I did a show tonight called Common Salvation, where I talked about God gives us power to break the bondages of sin. Okay, going on. It says in verse 7, behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him. Now, how is this going to happen? How is this going to happen? The people who pierced him, how are they going to see him coming? Could there already be some type of a resurrection? Or everybody has had a part in putting him to death. I think it's a form of resurrection, but let's keep going. It says, and all kings of the earth shall wail because even so, amen. Now think about this, please. And this is scary. I mean, this is scary to think about this. Okay, here's a person you rejected, and you had some of the Bible says he does not send the rich or the super powerful to preach the gospel, but he has picked those who the world do not respect. I mean, I don't want to say it that way. He picks the lower things to preach his word, so his power kind of. So, when he's preaching, when we're preaching the gospel, we're preaching it through the okay. So, it talks about people are wailing because they wouldn't listen to common folk that God sent to preach the gospel. You know how that's going to feel when you see this King Jesus coming. The average man is not going to have rocks to fall on them like the rich. You see in Isaiah when it says that the rich man will go into the mountains, hide themselves from the king, the glory of God coming down. People are not stupid. They're going to know that this is God, the one, the crazy Baptist, the crazy Presbyterians, the crazy Pentecostals, the crazy non-denominational preaching about. They're going to know this. And do you know how bad that's going to feel? You going, and they, and the bad thing is, they're not going to be thinking about hell at that moment, and then all of a sudden, oh shoot, that is heartbreaking to me, that people, that we are so hard-headed that we can't see that, hey, this Jesus could have been the true God that he said he is. And if you take this, if you stop and take a look at History Channel specials, even though they question the Bible a lot, can't they just, if you just sit back and think, you know what, this sounds foolish that they even question it, so let me go and read for myself. But anyway, let's keep focused. Okay, in verse 8, it says, I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. I love when it says that. It says, which is, and which is to come, the Almighty. And so evidently, the parade is still going on for some strange reason. Time is, he's looking over time as if it was a parade. So for right now, all we know, it can be all going on at the same time. We don't even know. He's looking down the parade, and there's Moses parting the Red Sea, and he's looking down, and then there's Joshua fighting army. He's looking down, there's David with Bathsheba and repenting, and he's looking down, and there's Daniel giving a prophecy, and he's looking down, you know, and he sees Jesus on the cross. He's looking down, and he sees the Reformation. He's looking down, and he sees Israel becoming a nation. And he's looking down, and he sees simultaneously. He says, I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, said the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. I am, who are, also am your brother. Thank you. I love humility. That is awesome. He is humble. He says, I, John, who also am your brother. I can't even talk to my last pastor.
You gotta get talk to the other
pastor. I understand they have delegation, but the church wasn't that big enough to have delegation like that. Come on. You have a church full of sick people. This pastor can see you. You got problems. You got a huge, humongous church I can see. You got a church of 66, even 80 people, even 100 people, and you can't see the pastor. Something's wrong. Okay. He says, I, John, who also am your brother and companion in the church, in the kingdom of and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. There's that word of God again. That word of God we cannot live without, folks. If you out there and you listen to the archives and you check, we have to read the word of God. If we don't read the word of God, we're going to be hungry. We're going to starve to death. Because if the word of God was to be illustrated as food, we would be some skinny people. Because we can't just go on Sunday. That's why a lot of us have problems. But anyway, go on. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Now this is the day of wrath. This is the day of the Lord. And the day of the Lord is the wrath of God. Let's get that straight. Because we're gonna have to look this later on. It is the church appointed to wrath. What did he say to the church of Philadelphia when he said, I should keep you out of the time of testing that is coming upon the whole world? Now, I'm not going to say this. Thus says the Lord, the church will some action. And I don't want to say that way, but it's coming out of my mouth. The church will see things happen before they are taken out. But there are going to be some people that say, look, what happened to the promise of your rapture? since the forefathers fell asleep. These people will be in the church. The church is going to see something. But just before it reaches the point where it becomes untolerable, the church will be taken out. If you look at the book of Revelation, the church is not mentioned after chapter 4. Church mentioned 19 times, and then after chapter 4, they're not. Or we're not. So we have to really look at the day of the Lord, the day of wrath. If you read the book of Joel, you read the book of Zechariah, you read books, the day of the Lord is wrath. The Thessalonians said, God has not appointed us to wrath. Now, you probably say, well, if he was talking to the church way back then, he said, he's not going to say us to wrath. They weren't even close to the Revelation. So why are you talking to them like that? Well, God wanted everybody to have imminency on their mind. That Christ can, he had every generation thinking Christ was going to come back at that generation. Now, why do we know for a fact that Christ is coming back at a large generation? Because in 1948, it became a name. He prophesied, Jesus prophesied that this, he said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I'll raise it up. But he also said, the temple will be destroyed. And it's never been any time in his general destroy the temple. So now, 1948, Israel became a nation. Jesus had said that the generation after Israel became a nation is not passed until all these things are complete. So, I'm in the chat room. Voice is breaking up. I'm thinking it's probably this microphone that I have. Sometimes I can't read at night time. But thank you. What we have to look at, children to go off, hopefully it's not too broken up that you guys can get the eyes and read it, because I'm going to really have to get focused in on using my microphone. I got a microphone, pretty expensive microphone that I'm going to try to use, since these earpieces are breaking up and killing me. So my last three shows that I've been static. You can only go slow and blame the enemy. You gotta save yourself. But God bless. I'm gonna take off later on with verse 10. To be on the safe side. So you guys that's in the chat room, please just feel free to tune in next time. For Book of Revelations part 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We are headed for some tough times, so there's going to be times where I probably won't even get a chance to read the Book of Revelations, but everybody out there really needs to check the news, because in the next 10 days, next 60 days, we're going to see a lot of things. If nothing happens in the next 10 days, if just a few things, then we have another year. And the same thing at the same time next year, the time of off. I think the time of off will open up the Pandora's box. It would open up the end times. It's just like to open the singer at a concert. Ladies and gentlemen, blah, 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 opening up for blah, 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 blah. So, the times of off will last July and the 31st of July. I got to come up with a theme song right quick, and I got to get out of here. If the show just goes off,
God bless y'all, and y'all have a wonderful day. Just gotta find this theme song. Here we go. Chat room. Have a blessed day.